Well, today we're going to be thinking about treasure. And I guess you could say that treasure is whatever we value, isn't it? It's something that we want to have. It's something that we'll work hard to get. And so for different people, treasure can be different things. If you're a pirate, then treasure might be gold or jewels, usually buried in a chest, marked on a secret map with an X. That's the sort of treasure a pirate might be interested in. But I can't see many pirates with us this morning. So maybe your treasure is something different. So if you like Lego, your treasure might be the latest Star Wars Skywalker Saga Lego set. If you like computer games, then your treasure might be getting the highest score or getting onto the next level. If you like new clothes, then your treasure might be the latest trainers, some nice clothing or accessories. And if you like cars, then your treasure might be a shiny red convertible, a sports car. Well, I've got some treasure with me this morning, and I found it just lying on the floor at the front of church here. It was just lying on these black and white tiles that are at the very front of church. And it took me quite a while to collect, but I've got some treasure here. Maybe there's some more left. You could come and have a look, I suppose, if you want, because there might be some treasure still left on the floor at the front. So when we stand to sing our first song together, perhaps the children or the young at heart, or anyone who really likes Percy Pig coins, might want to come past me and see if you can find them on the tiles on the floor at the front of church. I should say that they do contain milk, just in case that's an issue for anyone. But if you're lucky enough to find some, then maybe just take a few and take them back to your seats. So if anyone wants to come and have a look, you might be able to find some like I did. But the rest of us will stand and sing our first hymn together, Fill Thou My Life. Well, I hope you managed to find a bit of treasure if you wanted one. I worked hard to collect quite a few earlier. I think I've probably got about 20 or so. I've not counted them, but yeah, there seems to be quite a few there. More. That's it. That's quite a store of this treasure, isn't it? I'll probably be quite ill if I ate them all at once, so perhaps I'll take them home. I'll take them home and they'll keep me going for a few days, I should think. But while I'm here, where's a safe place to keep them? Where can I put them that's safe? I could just leave them here. Maybe Pam will have them if I leave them here. I'm not sure I want to leave them that close to Pam. I mean, she's lovely, Pam, but I'm not sure about that. Perhaps I could ask someone to... Perhaps Dave. Dave would look at... No, I'm not sure about leaving them with Dave, actually. No, I'm not sure what would be a safe place to keep them. I think I'll just put them over there on the organ because they're in my line of sight there and I can just see if anyone comes to get them. So I think they'll be safe there. I can see them. I think they'll be safe. Well, one of the important things we do when we meet together is we think back over the last week and we remember the times when we've thought or said or done things that were bad. Our God is so good that it upsets him when we're not good. But we are very lucky. Because if we say sorry for the bad things we've done, or even the bad thoughts that we might have had that nobody knows about, then God will forgive us for them. So even if we feel ashamed or a bit upset when we remember the bad things we might have done, if we say sorry to God, it's like they never happened. God is no longer upset about them, and we don't have to worry about them anymore. So when we meet together like this, we often say sorry, remembering the things that we've done. And we say it in a prayer, and we've got a prayer that we can say together this morning. So if you think maybe of one or two things you might have done this week which weren't all that good, maybe we could say this prayer together and say sorry to God. So let's say together, Father God, we know that you are good and that bad things upset you. Today, we are sorry for the bad things that we have done that you think are wrong. We are also sorry for the good things we have not done, because we didn't. We say that we are sorry, and we ask you to forgive us. Because you have promised to do this, when we say we are sorry, we know that you love us. Help us to remember your love for us when we think we might do things again. Amen. Oh. Someone seems to have stolen my treasure. It's gone. I turned my back on it. I would be able to see it, but I turned my back on it and someone stolen it. I'm a bit upset about that, because I worked really hard to collect all those. I mean, you guys came and collected a few, didn't you? But I collected about 20. It took me ages. And I was looking forward to eating them next week. I thought carefully about somewhere safe to put them, not carefully enough, it seems. But that's what happens to the treasure we have on this earth. If we want it, then somebody else probably does too. And even if we manage to hang on to it, then eventually it'll go, it won't last. Remember, we were talking about treasure at the start of the service. And in the Bible, we read about how Jesus, God's Son, really wants us to live our lives. And he gave a famous talk about this once. And you can read about it in the Bible. It's called the Sermon on the Mount. And it's full of really important ideas from Jesus about how we can live the way God would want us to. And you can read about it in Matthew in chapters 5, 6 and 7. And in part of that talk, Jesus talks about treasure. We'll read together what he says. You can grab a Bible if you like. It's on page 971, I think. And hopefully it'll appear on the screen behind. There we go. Just a few verses there from Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 to 21. And they say, "Do not store up for yourselves treasure on earth, where moths and vermin destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourself treasure in heaven, where moths and vermin don't destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." What Jesus is saying about treasure, he starts off with an instruction, doesn't he? You see that at the very start of verse 19. He says, "Do not lay up or store treasure on earth." The picture Jesus is trying to give the people who are listening, and what he's saying to us today as well, is that we shouldn't collect and store up lots of treasure for ourselves while we're on this earth. He's trying to say that we shouldn't really collect and store up all that we need. Why does Jesus say that? Well, at the end of verse 19, he says, because these things just don't last. And he uses two examples, and they would have made a lot of sense to the people Jesus was talking to about 2,000 years ago. So they might not have had mobile phones then, or shiny cars, or computer games, or Lego, or whatever it is that you might treasure today. But they all wore clothes, and they all ate food. And the clothes that they wore, well, they could have been eaten by moths. I don't know if that's ever happened to you. But we had some moths in our house once. And as it happens, they didn't attack the clothes. They started to eat some of the carpet. And we only knew we had them because these bare patches of carpet in our bedroom. But if you've got lots of clothes and you put them away somewhere, then you could easily find that when you go back to them, that they've got holes in them because they've been eaten by moths. And the people Jesus was talking to, well, they wouldn't have gone to the supermarket for their food. They would have grown it and collected it at harvest time and then stored it away somewhere. And when you store food like this, big piles of it somewhere, then it can get eaten by people by people who didn't intend to eat it. It can get eaten by vermin, like rats or mice, especially if you keep it and collect it somewhere all in a big pile. So my daughter once had a pet rabbit when she was small, and we used to buy big bags of rabbit food and put it in the shed. And one winter I noticed that there was a hole in the floor of the shed, and a rat had eaten his way through and was starting to help himself to the rabbit food that we thought was safely stored away. So Jesus reminded the people that the things they might treasure, like nice clothes or food, they might not last, especially if they collected lots of them and tried to keep them safe. So if you like cars, if your treasure is your shiny red car, and you keep it safe in the garage and you spend hours cleaning and polishing it so it looks like new. Do you hear what I said then? It looks like new because it's never new again, is it? And no matter how you look after it, sooner or later you get a stone chip or someone in the supermarket car park will put a dent in the door when they open their car door. Even if you survive that, then sooner or later all cars will rust and decay. If your treasure is Lego, then because it's plastic, it'll last a long time, but you could still lose it, or it might get taken. If your treasure is to have the high score on a computer game, then sooner or later, someone else will top that high score, and you won't have it anymore. So what I'm thinking now of all those Percy Pig coins are collected, and I thought I'd put them in a safe place over there. And I'd worked hard to collect them, and I was thinking about how I'd enjoy them over the next few days. But now they're gone, aren't they? I'm a bit disappointed about that. And every time I have a cup of tea next week, I'm going to be thinking about it again, and I'm going to be disappointed again. What Jesus is saying to the people who are listening to him, what he's saying to us today, is not to spend all our time collecting things that we think are important and collecting more than we need, even if it's something you might really treasure, because it might not last, you might lose it, it might get stolen. And even if you manage to hang on to these things that you really value and you manage to hang on to them all throughout your life, what happens when your life is over? You can't take them with you. And your mobile phone, or your shiny car, or your Lego will be no good to you in heaven. So that's what Jesus is telling us not to do. Don't store up for yourselves treasure on earth. But in this talk, Jesus doesn't stop there. He goes on and he tells us what we should do instead. And in verse 20, he says, but store up for yourselves treasure in heaven. So I found this quite tricky because I didn't understand it. What is treasure in heaven? If we're to spend our time thinking about it and to work hard to try and build up this treasure in heaven, what is it? Well, there's some clues in the rest of what Matthew recorded in his gospel. So in chapter 10 and verse 40, he writes these words, which Jesus said to his disciples. When he was sending them out on a journey, he said, anyone who welcomes you welcomes me. And anyone who welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes a prophet as a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And whoever welcomes a righteous person as a righteous person will receive a righteous person's reward. And if anyone gives a cup of cold water to these little ones, who is my disciple, truly, I tell you, that person will certainly not lose their reward. So if you do something nice for someone, Then you get a reward, and a reward that can't be stolen, it won't be lost. And later on in Matthew's Gospel, in chapter 25 and verse 30, then Jesus says, the king will reply, "Truly I tell you, whatever you did for the least of my brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me." And Jesus is telling us that instead of hoarding up treasure on earth, we should be piling up our treasure in heaven. Treasure that we can store in heaven. Well, it's the good things that we do to serve God. So can you think of anything? Does anything come to mind? Well, I had a bit of a think about this because I said I was struggling to understand it. And I thought, well, maybe it's talking about prayer. Maybe when I pray, and we could pray for many things, and we will do shortly, maybe when I pray, then I'm storing up treasure in heaven. When I read the Bible, like we've been doing this morning, and I learn about how God wants me to live, then maybe that's storing up treasure in heaven as well. And when we share the things we have, your toys, your possessions, when you share them, it's like we read in verse 40, isn't it? When you do this for the least of my brothers, you do it for me. It's like we're sharing the things we've got with Jesus. And that's building up treasure in heaven. So if we help to feed the hungry, or we look after people with time or with money or with things that we've got that they haven't, then it's like sharing those things with Jesus. And then we're building up treasure in heaven. And Jesus wants us to store up treasure in heaven instead of these earthly treasures. He wants us to spend our time thinking about them and the good things that we can do. The big difference between treasure on earth and treasure in heaven is that treasure in heaven is safe. No one can take it from you. It won't rust, it won't decay. It's safe from moths and it's safe from vermin. You don't even have to keep an eye on it, like I thought I was going to keep an eye on my Percy Pig coins. So maybe if I hadn't have collected all those Percy Pig coins for myself, but instead had shared them with you, then that would have been better. I could have had one for myself, sure. But if I'd given the others to you guys, that would have been building up treasure in heaven. And all of the work I did to collect them wouldn't have been wasted, would it? And I wouldn't have been feeling disappointed because I wanted them all for me. I'd have been happy because I'd have wanted to share them with you, and I'd have done that. And it would have been like sharing them with Jesus. In verse 21, we read earlier that Jesus said, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." And he was right, wasn't he? My heart was set on collecting a load of Percy Pig coins to make me happy during the week when I ate them. And so that's what I spent my time doing. That treasure was a measure of where my heart is. But if I'd made a different decision and set my heart on collecting the coins for sharing, I would have been giving my earthly treasure away. But by doing this, I'd have been storing up treasure in heaven. My heart would have been in heaven because I was thinking about doing good things for other people. We live in a world where all people seem to care about is getting more and more stuff. More money, more clothes, a bigger TV, a faster car, more tech, more computer games, more and more. But what God says, what really matters, is different to that. If we become so focused on getting more and more, then we miss out on the ways we could be using to help people and help them get to know God better. It's not that having stuff is wrong, but if that's all we're focused on, then we're missing out on what God can do through what we already have. Well, if you want to take your Bibles again, we're going to look a little bit further at what we read in Matthew 6. I'm going to look at at verse 24. So hopefully on the screen there, or you can grab it and look at it in your Bibles on page 971. We read, "No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate one and love the other, or you will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money." So let's just have a bit of a recap. What have we learned? We learned that Jesus said, don't store up treasure on earth. Instead, he said, store up treasure in heaven. And he said, when we do this, then our heart is in heaven and not in treasures on earth that will rust, decay, or might be stolen or lost. But now, Jesus goes on to say that you can't serve two masters. And I had a bit of a think about this, trying to understand it, and I thought probably a good way to understand it was to think about, I don't know if you have a best friend. Think about your best friend. You can only really have one best friend, can't you? If you're with your best friend and another friend, and they want to do two different things, how do you sort that out? Well, you've got to go with your best friend, haven't you? Because that's the way best friends work. So if your best friend wants to go into town and do some shopping, can't imagine why, but if they wanted to go into town and do some shopping, but your other friend wants to stay at home and watch the rugby, well, you can't do both, can you? You've got to choose to go into town and go shopping with your best friend. And it's the same with money and treasure. If our money or our earthly treasure, the things we really value, if they're our best friend, then we will give our lives to that and we will follow that. We'll work hard to collect our treasure and we'll store it up on earth, which is what Jesus told us not to do. If God is our best friend, then we give our lives to him. We'll work hard to store up the treasure in heaven. And this is how Jesus told us to live our lives in this famous talk he gave called the Sermon on the Mount. So we have to choose, and we have to choose between money or wealth or treasure as a best friend or God, because we can't have both. We can't have two masters, as Jesus put it. And if we choose God, it doesn't mean that we can't have money. If you've got a best friend, you can have other friends. It's just that when it comes down to a choice, you have to side with your best friend. And if you choose God, you have to side with God. And you have to side with him over money, over whatever else it is that you might value on this earth. Now, people and TV programs and music and films and maybe even some of our friends will tell us that our treasure is the things that belong to us. It's our earthly treasure. But as Christians, we should be aware that it's not about what belongs to us. It's about who we belong to. It's not about what belongs to us. It's about who we belong to. And if we belong to Jesus, who died for our sins, when we serve him by sharing our earthly treasures with other people, then we store up real treasure in heaven. Because God is our best friend and not our earthly treasure, we should be happy to share what we have and exchange that and build up our bank account in heaven. Well, I've just got a final thought, if you like, for the grown-ups. We've been waiting for God to resolve a situation that's been a problem for our church for the last, well, almost 4 years. And as we wait, we can show that God is our best friend, and we can decide to share some of what we have with others. And there are some real opportunities coming up to do this in practical ways, if you'd like to consider them. Almost 6 years, I think, of faithful service and through some very difficult times, then Robin's decided that It's time for him to stop working in the church office. And we're all very grateful to Robin, and we acknowledge all he's been doing there. But there's an opportunity for people to come and work in the church office. And at our annual meeting, which will be coming up in May, then we'll be looking for some people to serve on PCC and maybe even to serve as church wardens. And these are real practical ways that you can store up your treasure in heaven by giving time and skills that you might have to God's work in our church. And it's a real opportunity, I think, coming up for a new start and to really shape God's work here at St. Peter's. Perhaps that's something you could consider as a way of building up your treasure in heaven. Or if that type of work isn't really for you, then there might be other things you can help with. You could maybe help lead one of our young people's groups, or maybe help out just keeping an eye on the little ones in the crèche on a Sunday morning. Or maybe it's by committing to pray regularly for the work we do here at St. Peter's. And these are real chances to increase our savings in the bank account we have in heaven, away from all the turbulence of interest rates and safe from all sorts of scammers. Just something for you to think about. But that's the conclusion, and that's the end of our time together. And I just want to say thank you to everyone who's helped out. Thanks to our musicians, thanks to the technical team. Thanks again for our wonderful prayers. And if you don't have to rush off, then thanks for preparing the refreshments that we have at the back. If you want to stay and grab a drink and catch up with other members of the church family, that'll be really good. But let's end our time together with a final prayer. Heavenly Father, you have given us riches beyond measure. And when we look at the images of refugees fleeing the Ukraine, we remember how blessed we really are. We can only return a fraction of what we owe you. But we ask, Lord, that you will help us to reflect on how we can use what we have to build up treasure in heaven, where it won't be stolen and it won't decay. Help us to use what we have wisely in your service and for your glory. In Jesus' name, Amen.